Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. Today, I titled this message, Busy People Blaming Others. Busy People Blaming Others. And what are they blaming others for? Well, they're blaming them for all of the stuff that they've gotten themselves involved in. You may be one of the victims. One who has been either choked, slapped, kicked, punched, cursed out, pushed out, cheated on, called names, because a busy person is blaming you for all that has gone wrong. A busy person is blaming you for inconveniencing them. A busy person is saying that I am tired of everyone around me. I'm tired of people putting all this pressure upon me. A busy person tends to redirect his or her stress onto other folks about somebody else's mess. I saw the stress show up in someone's eyes one day as they were talking about some personal issues. And I couldn't help but think, at some point, am I going to end up experiencing some of the hurt, some of the upset, some of the stuff that they're talking about right now? Some of you all, you probably felt this way, you know, sitting there listening to someone tell you about all of their issues, and you say to yourself, sooner or later, this person's going to be a problem for me. I can just feel it. I can just feel it. I don't know if I really want to sit here too long, because if I'm in this person's presence too long, they're probably going to blame me even for some stuff that they're dealing with concerning their family members, concerning their friends. I don't know if I want to be a listening ear anymore. So some of you all, you get out of Dodge, so to speak. You get away from them. You see them coming, you're like, nope, you're not going to use me today. You're not going to blame me. Matter of fact, let me find a workaround. You see, busy people who busy themselves with a lot of activities, and I've been guilty as charged in the past. My most busiest time, matter of fact, let's think about that right now. Your most busiest time in your life. Think about all of those activities. Now think about your personality at that particular time too. Think about how people close to you looked at you during that very busy, very stressful, but very productive, very successful time in your life. Or maybe not so successful, trying, challenging. You wish that you weren't even born because it was so bad. Okay, but it was a busy period. Busy people are not nice people. Busy people tend to have attitudes. Busy people will pretend as if they're okay and they're all right when they're really not. Busy people are good actors and actresses. They will smile and they will look like they got it all together. But behind closed doors, if you were close to them, you know that they got a lot of stuff going on with them. And then you say to yourself, well, why do you get yourself involved with these things year after year if you're going to treat us like this? And why do you even reach out to folks if all you're concerned about is, you know, money and the way you look? I mean, really, what is going on that, you know, you just do all of this stuff and then you get mad because people don't want to go along with everything? Let's uncover something about some of these busy folks who feel overwhelmed and I just can't take it and this is just too much. Let me tell you something. Up under all of that, the Lord showed me there is this word that they don't want to be associated with, but we're going to bring that out today, and you might be guilty as charged, so don't shoot the messenger, because you know how God is. He exposes a lot of stuff. And I've alluded to this word in other audio, and I've even came right out and associated this particular word to some parents and to some family members and to some friends and some employees and so forth. This word is called control. Control. Except with busy people, they have a passive control. It's not always in your face. This passive control, it works in the back end, behind the scenes, and it's slow. You know, it's process is slow. What it does, the end result is slow. You see, a controlling person can't come right out and show everything, right? I mean, there are those who will, but most controlling people are not going to put everything out there. It slowly comes out, you see. So a busy person is pretending to be helpful, but you're busy, right? So you're not going to put 100% effort in things. So I'll be helpful to a certain extent, but I got my other stuff to be concerned about. Or I'll just say that I'll help, but the truth is that I really can't. And I'm good about getting out of things. So that's what I mean. Then you got this dictating subtly or quite boldly. What I mean is that when the control shows up, you notice that they're just dictating this and telling you to do that. And they're not saying it in a nice way. Sometimes they're not even asking. They're acting in ways as if you're supposed to read their mind. And then if they don't get desired results, somehow you're at fault. But see, you didn't communicate that to me. You didn't tell me that's what you wanted. That's why nothing got done, or that's why things were done half-heartedly, because you didn't give me specifics. And then you want me to do this, that, and the other, but then you don't give me the tools. You don't give me the money. You don't give me the transportation. You don't give me the directions. You don't tell me what day. You don't tell me what time. None of it. So now I'm not, you know, a good person. I'm not very helpful. I'm not nice. I'm not this, that, and the other. Whatever it is that you are to that busy person, okay? And busy people, the controlling individual, right, who's blaming everyone, they tend to suffocate folks. They do it. Sometimes, like I said, boldly, or they can do it subtly. You know, they're telling you, oh, I need you to be here. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. They're dictating your time, right? They're dominating it, I should say. And you're saying, but when am I going to have some alone time for myself? I mean, every time I look up, you're showing up. Every time I look at my phone, you have called me. And then you're not being detailed as to what your messages are. You just want me to call you. I mean, come on, I got other stuff to do. But you know, busy people, I'm busy. You know, I didn't have time. You didn't have time to leave a detailed message. I was busy, right? Oh, well, you know, I got so busy, that's why I didn't call before I showed up, you know. But hey, I'm here now. And usually they come late, or they come too early, and then somehow they're blaming you. Oh, well, you know, if you would have been here, you came early. Oh, well, you know, and then somehow they're going to figure out a way to kind of blame you. Oh, stick with me a little bit, because we got to go around this little wheel with this passive control that's associated with the busy person who likes to blame everyone about everything. They react to change quite negatively. See, you're going to try to solve some of their issues that they brought to you, right? But they're not really interested in solving any problems because, well, I'm so busy. I don't have time. I have to be on the phone. I have to be here. I have to be there, right? No, but let's problem solve, because see, you said that there was a problem, right? You said that you didn't like something that I did. So let's sit down and let's talk about it. No. You just want to start something. You just want to, you know, get me caught up in an argument and stuff. I got better things to do. No, you indicated that you had a problem. And so we're going to bring out the solution. You see, but of course, busy people, oh, I have no time. But you will have time when there's paperwork that shows up, and you will have much time when something really bad happens. And you will have some time when you're laying on your back and you got something over your mouth and you can't speak, and all you have to do is just listen. Ooh, you're going to have time then. You see, busy people, and God, He will show busy people the error of their way, sooner or later, he will slow them down enough for them to look around and see, ooh, I really messed up. Yes, you did. You see. So when you tell them, no, I need for you to listen and listen closely, because there's some major things that's about to happen that's going to inconvenience you. That's going, and I'll get into that other point in a little bit. I need for you to do your part too. We need to both change together. So the reaction is quite negative. And then they might even use a few passive aggressive techniques on you because you brought out some things that they didn't want to address. All they wanted to do was blame. See, blaming people don't like to be proactive. Blaming people don't like to have anything more to do. But blaming people love to talk about what other people should do. Let's also talk about these busy critical people. Busy critical people that like to blame. Okay? They will say that I'm there for you and I will help you and I will do this, that, and the other. As I indicated earlier, they pretend to be helpful. So then you test them. You call them out on their so-called help. You call them out on their so-called, I love you so much. Okay, so I've got a situation right now that I need for you to help me out with. Okay, are you willing to help? Oh, absolutely. So then you tell them, oh, no, I can't do that. Nope. I got this, I got that. Well, I need for you to, you know, step up to the plate a little bit, you know, make some sacrifices. I haven't, you know, asked you to do too many things. Oh, nope, you know what? This isn't the time. It's never a good time, it seems. No, don't start. Don't you start. You see? A busy person. A busy critical person. A busy critical person that likes to blame. Now, if they have to go ahead and do it, they'll do it, but then they're going to blame you if anything happens. Anything negative happens, now you are at fault. You know, you're the reason why I don't have my job anymore. You're the reason why the accident took place. You're the reason why my children don't come around me anymore. You're the reason why I don't have any money. You're the reason why we don't have a good relationship. You're the reason why I'm not dealing with certain relatives anymore. Meanwhile, they're overlooking the busyness of their lives that they like to brag about. They overlook the fact that they like to blame other people. And they also look at the fact that they were busted a long time ago for acting in the ways that they act. One thing busy people don't like is to be busted in their lies, in their exaggerations, and in their excuse making. Now, you might be just a busy person and all those other adjectives don't apply to you. I don't know why you listen to this audio this far. But since you are continuing to listen, we'll just talk about those folks around you. One thing that the busy, critical, blaming type of person doesn't do is encourage or be compassionate. They also don't like you to do anything apart from them in some strange, twisted sort of way. If they have a name associated with you, if they are in a relationship with you, if there is some type of benefit, or if they think there is a potential benefit, or if they feel like some other folks are taking interest in you. Now the busy person suddenly has a little time. Maybe not much, but a little time. Because they're looking around and they're saying, I don't know. I don't know about this. I might have some competition, or I'm not quite ready to let go of this person. And uh-oh, here we go again. You see, they feel threatened, especially when money is involved. And this business of not wanting to encourage you to be all that you can be, well, selfishness and jealousy are also surrounding the busy person. Because see, the busy person, sometimes they don't want to be busy. They don't want to do the things that they committed to. They don't like their job, or they don't like the friends, that they have, their social circle, or they don't like where they live. And here you are. You're not as busy, and you're free to do what you like to do. And they see the happiness on your face, and so they're not very happy for you either. Who likes to run on a gerbil wheel, Same old, when your life is a little bit more interesting and theirs is humdrum. So, these folks have something interesting about them. Something interesting that will keep you either thinking about how you're going to work around them because they really don't want to help you, or they will cause you to think about some things concerning yourself and how you don't want to be like them. So, busy people who often blame, we've exposed them today. Some of you all are going to need to be empowered by what you know, because that busy person is going to come up with yet another excuse, another lie, another way to wiggle out of something. They're going to blame. They're going to, act in ways that's going to trigger all sorts of emotions within you. So we have to be ready for the next battle of this is why we can't get along, this is why I can't get this done, this is why you behave in the way that you behave because you're just spoiled or you're just this, that, or whatever else they come up with. Be ready for the next battle. So how do we do it? Number one, we're going to, how when you're driving and you have to look ahead because you don't want to, of course, have an accident. Right? You want to make sure that there's nothing out in the road and so forth. Nobody's getting ready to jump out. Nobody's suddenly going to hit their brakes. What you got to do is look ahead and see what is happening around you that's going to potentially start a problem between you and that person. So you're going to need to make sure that whatever that issue might be, that you're not a part of it. Okay, you're not a part of it. If it's connected with the busy person, you don't want to work too closely with the busy person. So you allow some distance to show up. You find a way to disconnect yourself from the busy person because you see how they're behaving with other folks. You see that there's some drama going on with them. So then you've got to figure out a way to just not have them mixed up in your world. So this is when God will move on your spirit to start asking other folks to help you out. This is also a time where God will just use people to just show up at your doorstep when you least expect it, or he might, move on somebody to call you. You might happen to come across something on the internet, and the next thing you know, you got your help. Okay? You got your help. Some of you all, you may be relying on this person for income. So it would make sense to slowly but surely distance yourself away from their monies and then eventually away from the household if you're living with folks like this who they've got more excuses for everything and the last thing they want to do is help you. Okay, or continue to help you because maybe they were doing it, but now they're tired of it or what have you. You want to also make sure that anybody that's connected to you, like for instance, children or a friend, is not in that person's path so that they can find any excuse to blame you why this isn't working, or why, you know, they got to put out this amount of money, or this person keeps showing up and, you know, you're putting all these burdens upon me. Well, guess what? We're going to make sure that there are none of those burdens. You see? So you are cutting away some areas of your life, but these aren't toxic areas. You're just cutting them away from that person that is being affected by those things, who likes to blame you for whatever. So you're streamlining your life and you're readjusting and you're making some changes and you're looking for outside resources, and eventually you are setting things up so that the way things are or have been are no longer. Okay? Because one thing about anyone, whether they're the busy type or the lazy type or the mean-spirited type or the demonic type or pessimistic type or what have you, one thing about people like this is that when God exposes us to these sorts of things, he also gives us a plan of escape from these sorts of people, because light is not to spend that type of time with darkness. You know, where we're living with them, where we're talking to them on a day-to-day basis, where we are, you know, working with them quite closely. After a while, God sets up situations where we don't have to keep tolerating certain things dealing with these people. Just hang on. If you're in situations like this, hang on a little while and let God move first before you start doing something that might end up setting you back. You see? Because sometimes we can prematurely leave, and I'm a witness, we can prematurely leave out of situations, prematurely, you know, state that this is what I want to happen and all of this other stuff, and then not be ready for it when it comes. Or we still might not be ready for it, but at least we've got the necessary resources and so forth to help us, you see, because we planned accordingly. I would suggest that you don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Sometimes we tend to do that when we're arguing. And then the other thing is that there are those moments where you will be nice enough to let someone know what is ahead, because God will move on your spirit to let that person know. Listen, if things continue to go like this, you know this is where, you know, we are headed. Now, the person can make necessary adjustments, you know, reevaluate what they have said, what they have done, you know, what have you. But if they still want to go ahead with the blaming and with the lying and with the covering up and, you know, using various passive and aggressive techniques and running away from their problems with all of their busyness, even if they're not really busy, because a lot of times, and let's talk about that for a brief moment before I close out. A lot of times these people are not as busy as they claim. Okay, and that's the truth. A lot of times some of these people are busy doing what they want to do, which isn't all that productive. For instance, let's say that we have someone at work who's doing much talking, you know, having these little conversations about things that have nothing to do with work. And so the boss shows up and he has a number of things for the individuals to do. But rather than jump right in and get the work done, they're still, you know, socializing with coworkers. Okay. So now it's time to go home, and the husband or the wife calls up the partner and says, "Oh, I'm coming in late, you know, or I'm working, you know, late today." Yeah, well, what were you doing during the early part of the day? Okay. Those of us who have been in the work environment, as well as those who are still in it, you know, there is a lot of socializing that goes on in some of these companies. And that's why you're waiting on paperwork and paperwork shows up late. That's why you're still sitting there twiddling your thumbs, wondering what's going on because somebody had a late lunch. You know, others are too busy gawking at the new temps and so forth, because I've been a temp for most of my life, so I know how that works. You know, when they should be going home to wives, going home to husbands, you see. And then you've got some who like to play around on the internet and look at things before they get home, you see, but yet I'm so busy. Then you have those individuals who will just volunteer for a whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of stuff. Stuff that is meaningless. But they want to stay busy because they're running from some things. They're running from maybe a partner at home that they're no longer happy with. They're running away from children that tend to get on their nerves. They're running away from, relatives who always want them to do something. Okay, so that's their way of staying active, and staying away from people too. And then you have some of this busyness where I'm just sitting in front of the television, but I'm not going to tell you I'm sitting in front of the TV. I'm just going to say, well, I'm busy doing whatever, you see. Or I am, cleaning something for the umpteenth time, but I'm busy. Or, outside talking to this one and that one, but I'm busy, right? And then, of course, there are those who they have their hobbies and their hobbies. Well, there is no start time and there is no end time, but they will claim to be quite busy too. Okay. Sifting through all of the foolishness, the Lord will cause us to do that when it comes to impacting Him and the things that He wants us to do. And if the individuals, continue with the excuse making and the blaming, and they're not willing to work as a family or work together at an organization, well, the good Lord, He giveth, and the good Lord, He taketh away. And so that is it. I thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. And as always, to God be the glory.